Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, and thank you for stopping by the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. Today, you're listening to the April 23rd, 2021 episode. And I hope you enjoyed the series that I did with my wife, Rhea. We just finished up the 15-part series on our book, Change Happens, Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. We had a lot of fun doing that, and I always enjoy hearing Rhea talk about leadership and personal growth and development. So I hope you found a lot of value in that. If you haven't listened to it yet, maybe you want something you want to check out. So today, I'm actually going to do something a little bit different than I've done in the past and give it a shot. I might like it. Hope you like it. But I'm going to look back into my social media for the last up to a couple of weeks and see some of the things that I shared there. If you're not familiar with me on social media, LinkedIn is my primary platform. I do take a lot of the things that I share, pretty much everything that I share on LinkedIn, I copy and paste to Facebook, several Facebook pages I have, to Twitter, and to Instagram, and some of the other social media platforms. But LinkedIn is my number one choice. It's my primary. And so I share a lot of stuff there. A lot of my clients follow me, people who are not my clients, but they network with me on LinkedIn. I've developed a pretty good following out there. I have over 50,000 followers on LinkedIn. And I put out something every day, at least one thing. And a lot of times I'm sharing things that my wife Rhea's putting out. Sometimes I'm sharing this podcast will be shared out there, and I share videos and different things like that. But what I'm mainly going to focus on, I share memes or picture quotes, whatever you want to call them. But I share those pretty much every day. I put out a quote from me, Rhea, or someone else that I've captured from reading a book or listening to someone speak in person or maybe watching their video on YouTube. But I keep a huge file of quotes. So in about 5 weeks, I'm going to start a 30-part series on my book, Blue Collar Leadership, or excuse me, Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean Teams. Actually, I still got it wrong. I got too many books. Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean and Lean Teams is actually the title and subtitle. I'm gonna start a 30-part series on that to take me into the end of the year, but I've got a gap here in between. I hope to get a friend and client of mine, if we can get everything lined up, one of these five episodes in between the Change Happens series we just finished and the Kaizen, a Blue Collar Kaizen series that I'm going to start in 5 weeks. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to get my friend and client, Jeff Kilgore, who's the CEO and owner of Kilgore Industries out in Houston, Texas. And we're excited. We're going to be out there speaking to a group of their leaders and a lot of their people they work with and support, general contractors, other business owners, suppliers, customers. They're going to invite some folks in like that, and we're going to have 2 hours to talk to them and what we're about and what we're doing with Kilgore and what separates Kilgore and why they should do business with Kilgore and how much Kilgore values developing, investing in and developing the people on their team so that they can truly be a sought after employer of choice who is attracting and retaining top talent. So it's going to be a fun day. That's going to be on May the 4th. May 3rd, we're actually going to be out in the Dallas area. Speaking to Trinity Fireside. And actually, I said a minute ago, Kilgore is headquartered in Houston, but they have operations in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area also. So May the 3rd and May the 4th, we're going to be in the Dallas area speaking to Trinity Fireside one day on Monday, the 3rd of May. And then on the 4th of May, we'll be at Kilgore's Dallas location. It's actually kind of in between Dallas and Fort Worth. But anyway, that's something we have coming up. But hopefully I'm going to be able to line everything up and get some time with Jeff and let you hear what Kilgore who they are and what they're about. I always love to showcase my clients who really get it, who truly understand and value personal growth for themselves and personal growth and development for the people who work in their organization, who work with these leaders and help them accomplish pretty cool things. So that's one of the things that'll be coming up. The other thing is going to be me just sharing some of the quotes and thoughts from my social media page that I've put out there, but I'll be able to share more than I did on LinkedIn. If you're not familiar with LinkedIn, when you just make a post, you can share, I think, 1,300 characters. So that's not a lot of content. I usually share at least a quote, and sometimes I share thoughts, up to 1,300 characters. So I'm going to go back and see some of the bigger things and share those with you today. And again, I hope you follow me on social media, LinkedIn especially, but also Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, those other spots. But LinkedIn's, that's my focus. So one of the things that I want to mention to you is pretty excited. Rhea and I got selected to present and speak at the FabTech conference. Some of you may have been to the FabTech conference. They have it, they move around all over the country. This year, they're going to be in Chicago, Illinois, on September 13th through the 16th. And typically before COVID, they have like 65,000 attendees. This is like a multi-day massive conference. So it's a privilege for Rhea and I to get to speak there. We're actually speaking twice. We're going to speak on Monday, September the 13th, 8 to 9:30. We're going to be speaking on Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean and Lean Teams. Same book I'm going to start a series on in a few weeks from now. But we'll be speaking on that book for an hour and a half, 8 to 9:30 on Monday, September 13th. Then on Tuesday, September 14th, same time, 8 to 9:30, we're actually going to be speaking on the book that I did a series on the second half of 2020, which was my book, Blue Collar Leadership and Culture, the 5 components for building high performance teams. So we'll be talking about that one more in the leadership development track. And then we're going to be talking about the Blue Collar Kaizen in the lean track. So if you're not familiar with that conference, you can check out fabtechexpo.com. So it's fabtechexpo.com. That conference is actually North America's largest metal forming, fabricating, welding, and finishing event. And you can imagine if they typically have 65,000 people attend from all over the world, it's a big deal. So you may want to check that out. And if you're there, look us up, come by and see us. We'll have some extra time, Monday afternoon. We finished speaking at 9:30 that morning, and we had to speak again 8 o'clock the next morning. So we'll have time in that day or the afternoon. If you listen and you're in the Chicago area and you don't mind driving down to the Marriott Marquis where we'll be staying, we'd be happy to schedule some time and chat with you. Understand we may already have something on our schedule to talk with someone else, but reach out to me. My cell phone is 334-728-4143. You can text me and see if I'm available if you're up there or if you actually attend the conference. Text me, look me up, maybe we can have a chat. So that's one of the things we're excited to be doing. Rhea and I have been actually pretty busy since November. Things have really been picking up this week. Today, actually, as I record this, I'm recording this on Monday, April 19th, but Rhea's out speaking. She's got a couple of speaking opportunities today. I'm recording some podcasts. I usually record these episodes a little bit in advance. Sometimes I do 3 or 4, or sometimes more than that, because we're super busy. So I have to take time to get these recorded and get them out. So they'll be scheduled to come out every Friday morning at 5 a.m. So let's jump into some of the quotes and thoughts that I shared over the past few weeks. And I'll expand upon them a little bit more. But one of them that I shared, and I'm probably going to share it again a few more times, I really like this one. And basically, it's a quote, one of my quotes. And basically, what I say in this is I say, character can be masked, but it can't be hidden. Think about that. Character can be masked, but it can't be hidden. I used to try to mask my character all the time. Not with everybody, just some people. I didn't want them to know who I really was. So I was, you know, you might have heard me talk about being two-faced, or in my case, 10 or 12-faced. I act one way when I talk to one set of people. I act another way when I talk to another set of people. I act one way with my boss. I act another way with coworkers. I acted another way with my real close friends who I hung out with on the weekends and those days partied. I don't do all that anymore, but I used to. So when I was doing all these different things with different people, I was having to put a mask on, but I couldn't really hide myself. Sometimes I'd run into people who I didn't want to run into, or I'd forget who I was talking to and say the wrong thing, stuff like that. Or people would hear a story about who I was when I was with other people. So that started causing them to question my character, my integrity, who I was as a person. So in that meme that I shared, I actually have that quote, "Character can be masked, but it can't be hidden." I found a picture to make that meme. And if you don't know it, folks, I do all this stuff myself. I make all my memes. I collect all my quotes from things I read or things I've written myself. Or sometimes like this quote, I think I shared this with somebody in a conversation on LinkedIn. And after I wrote it on LinkedIn, I was like, man, that's a good quote. So I captured it and I put it in my quote file with my name on it. But when I make these memes, a lot of times I go out and look for pictures that kind of associate with the meme. But this one again, this quote, "Character can be masked, but it cannot be hidden." Actually, on the meme, it's got a guy with a ski mask over his face, and he's got a crowbar over his shoulder, and you know, it's symbolic of the quote. He's got his face masked, but he's not hidden. The world can see him, and if the right folks catch him, they're gonna take the mask off and show him to you. But that's just an example of that, and in the post where I shared that, I wrote a little bit on there. I said, who you are on the inside is eventually revealed to those on the outside. Whether you work on the front lines, in the heat and cold, or at the headquarters in a climate-controlled office, you need to know one thing. You don't have to be sick to get better. You don't have to be sick to get better. But you must have a desire and take action based on that desire. You know, you've probably heard me say that a lot. If you ever hear me speak, most often I say that every time I speak. If I speak at your place every month for a year, you're probably going to hear me say you don't have to be sick to get better every month for a year, because I want people to think about that. A lot of times when people hear me talking, especially about character, they may inwardly get a little bit defensive because, you know, when I talk about character, I'm talking about people getting better. I'm challenging people to get better, look in the mirror and try to get better. And a lot of people think, Mac thinks I'm a bad person. I don't think they're a bad person. I think they don't have to be sick to get better. I assume if someone's in a room listening to me, they want to get better. If they're not, somebody made them come and they don't want to be there, because anybody who knows who I am, what I'm about, what Rhea is about, who she is as a person, they know we're trying to help people get better so that they can help other people get better. And in return, maybe help our communities, our cities, our states, our country, our world get better. That's what you got to know. You don't have to be sick to get better. Another thing I shared was, I said, one of my posts wasn't a meme. I just shared about it, but I said, it's truly a great privilege to support great leaders who value the people on their teams. These rare high impact leaders are improving the lives of those they lead. And in that particular quote, I was giving a shout out to a person that I've been mentoring for free. He didn't ask me to. I don't typically mentor people who ask me to mentor them. I find people that I want to mentor, and if they're open to it, then I mentor them. And this person, you may have heard him before. I've had him, I think, 4 episodes on my podcast. I've had him talk to you personally and tell you his story, but it's Jason Denham. He's the vice president of electrical construction. at Kilgore Industries that I was talking about earlier. I'm going to probably get the CEO on soon for an interview, and you'll get to hear from him. But it's pretty cool when you understand Jason's journey, and I do. I met him. He was a superintendent or a foreman, something like that, leading a small crew in a small electrical company in Auburn, Alabama in 2013 when I had the opportunity to meet him. And Jason was hungry from the start, and he poured into himself. He started growing, and he really outgrew the leaders in the company, and he left the company while I was still actually going there training and developing the other people. You know, when I say that, a lot of people think, oh, you trained him and he left. He didn't leave because of me. He left because he outgrew his leaders. That's a challenge that any leader has. When you start growing and developing people, I always tell my clients, it's my job to grow and develop the people. I'm going to do that, not because I'm special, but because I live and apply these principles. What's special are the principles. So I'm going to teach people. If I can be authentic and transparent, build trust, and they buy into me and the principles are what's special. The principles are what's going to cause an organization to climb to the next level and beyond, and individuals. So Jason was just a great example. He grew so fast, the company couldn't keep up with him. But it was the leader's job to grow themselves so fast that they could maintain the folks. And a lot of times the leaders don't do that. Leaders at the top, a lot of times they don't do that. It's the folks on the front lines or near the front lines most often who are the hungriest. You know, and some people say, you've heard me say it, I think I got it from, I think it was Zig Ziglar that says, you know, what happens if we train the people and they leave? But he said, hey, there's something far more important than that. What if we don't train the people and they stay? See, low impact leaders, they'd hear that story about Jason. They say, oh, I don't want to bring Mac in, or we ain't going to develop our people if they're going to leave. Okay, well, you also ain't going to develop them if they stay. Wake up, folks. If people leave, support them. Pat them on the back. If they've been playing like a rock star while they're on your team, give them a tremendous recommendation and wish them well, because they helped you move your organization forward. When you plug someone in to fill their spot, you're going to be plugging them in a much more advanced organization. So just think about that when it comes to growing and developing people. Yeah, you may lose some of your best people. You're already losing some of your best people, though, if you're not growing and developing them and they do it on their own. You know, there's a lot of companies like that out there where people discover me and their company won't do anything like I talk about and teach about. But those people who get hungry, they find out on my stuff and other people's stuff on their own. I guarantee you those people are going to be leaving the company they're in. If their company is not doing any growth and development, leadership development training, and an individual in a company like that latches on to the stuff I talk about and teach about, I'm telling you what, Max Story is going to be encouraging them to grow, to fire their leader, go find a better leader to report to, or start their own organization. I ain't got a lot of value, a lot of time for leaders who don't grow and develop their people. Those same leaders usually don't grow and develop themselves, but there are some who are only focused on their own success. They'll go to a conference, they'll read books, but they don't teach those books to the people. They don't send those other people to conferences, especially the frontline entry-level people or frontline supervision, middle management. There's all kinds of leaders out there, but high-impact leaders, they grow and develop. Everybody from top to bottom, left to right, is who they are, is what they do. If somebody's following me, I want them to find organizations like that. That's one reason I can't wait to have Jeff Kilgore, the CEO of Kilgore Industries, on. I want you to hear who he is as a person, what his organization is about. One reason I like to get these leaders of these companies who bring us in to grow and develop their people who buy into what I'm selling, people who buy my books and give them out to their people or their customers or their clients, is I want my listeners, if you're in the construction industry, and you're a client, I'm not going to tell you, hey, you need to go check out Kilgore, because I'm not trying to promote one client to another client. That wouldn't be good for my character. What I will do, though, is introduce anybody listening to my podcast to who these companies are, who these leaders are. And if you choose to do something on your own, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not my fault. It'll be your choice. So I like to introduce people who are clients, but specifically people who are not clients, to some of these good leaders in these good companies so that you can reach out to them. I'm telling you right now, if you're in the construction industry, especially if your leaders are not doing anything related to growth and development, and you either live in Texas or want to live in Texas, you need to check out Kilgore Industries. They're a large MEP construction company. They got operations in Houston. That's the headquarters. Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas. And they do electrical construction. They do plumbing. They do fabrication. They do HVAC. You know, they do all of it. And they got amazing facilities. I'm telling you, if you go to Kilgore headquarters and tour that facility, you'd be blown away by who they are, what their facilities look like, how the people interact. You'll see all kind of leadership stuff everywhere. They do lean. They apply lean manufacturing principles in their processes. They're hungry for growth. They got great leaders at the top. And those great leaders at the top are doing their best while they're super busy to grow and develop great people at every level, other leadership levels and entry level people. It's pretty cool. Jason, who I was sharing about with you, Jason, actually the first Saturday of every month, he's teaching leadership. He uses my books. He does book studies. He buys people books and they do book studies together. And they do, some people are live in the room. Some people are on Zoom or around the state. Some people are working out on location and maybe have to get on because it can't be in person. They get on the Zoom call, or I think they use Microsoft Teams. It's all the same to me. It's a video call. But Jason's the VP of electrical construction for the entire company. He's volunteering one Saturday a month, a couple hours, to teach anybody who wants to show up. He doesn't care if they're in electrical, plumbing, fabrication. It doesn't make any difference. He doesn't care what city they're in. All they have to do is want to participate. And because he's doing that, he's building great relationships throughout that company. He's also facilitating great relationships to be built between people within that company. He also invites other folks to come in who don't work at that company. Some of them could be some people they're using temporary workers, I think, sometimes. Most of the time, though, if they show up for a Saturday session and they don't work at Kilgore, but they want to work at Kilgore, there's a really, really good chance they're going to be working at Kilgore. Because I know one thing about Jason is he hires for character. And someone with the character to show up voluntarily and go through growth and development with a bunch of other people who value the same thing, those are the kind of people that he wants on his team. That's high impact leadership. I'm going to share another, it's actually a quote and meme that my wife Rhea shared on her LinkedIn page. And again, we're on pretty much all social media, but LinkedIn is the one you're going to hear me talk about. It's my primary spot. And I'm telling you, if you're not on there, go get on there. Don't share what you had for supper. Don't share a picture of your pets and you know what you did at the beach last weekend. That's not LinkedIn. LinkedIn's really it's a place to be professional for professionals. Yes, there's some of the other stuff on there like you see on Facebook and all that other, but that's not what it's about. If you get on there, try not to be that person. You're not going to build a lot of credibility and influence with the true professional network on there. When I say professional, it doesn't mean you're like an executive. I'm saying professional, what you do for a living. What is your profession? There's tons of frontline entry-level people on there. There's entry-level people on there who communicate and interact with vice presidents and CEOs and business owners because that's how it works. People put pictures of the jobs they're working on. You'll see somebody on a front-end loader. You'll see somebody at a mining company. You'll see somebody pouring concrete in a driveway or someone paving a road. And people are commenting on their work and they're talking about their team and what they do. It's like a professional Facebook. But what I mean is it's professional social media. It's nothing like Facebook. So anyway, if you ain't on there, you need to be on there. I'm telling you, the longer you wait, you're just missing out on building your network. So Rhea, Rhea had a, she shared a quote. It's real simple. She's got a picture of a big oak tree on there. And beside it, it says, as you grow, you become stronger. It's really simple, but a lot of people don't think about it. And when you need strength, it's too late to develop your strength. You're going to have whatever you got. But as you grow, you become stronger. And that's what we all need to be doing. We need to be focusing on getting stronger at the core. And we're talking about character. So I'm going to read you what she says. This is Rhea, my wife's words. She says, character must be developed daily. And it can't be developed in a single day. When you're young, it's easy for other people to push you around, mold you, manipulate you, and hurt you because your character isn't fully developed. And you think about her story. If you don't know her story, she was, I can't imagine it, but she was sexually abused by her father from age 12 to 19. I mean, I can't imagine a stranger doing that to me one time. I mean, I don't even know what I'd do to somebody if they did that to me one time. Hopefully I'd be strong enough that I wouldn't do something stupid, but I might, but I can't imagine it happening one time to me by a stranger, much less her own father doing it to her basically daily for 7 years from age 12 to 19. So when she talks about this stuff, it's pretty powerful. And if you don't know her story, go to riastory.com/TEDx. And you can watch a 7-minute video of her talk about it. And she'll teach you about resilience in that video. And you'll also see 3 of her books on her story. We've got a lot of books, 31 books between the two of us. And a lot of books, but 3 of her books are on her story. But again, if you just to spell it for you, in case you want to check that out, R-I-A-S-T-O-R-Y, riastory.com. Type in forward slash, and then these 4 letters, T-E-D, like the name Ted, then the letter X. riastory.com/TEDx, and you can listen to her talk about her story and see how motivational and inspirational and courageous she is. Man, you won't believe this. She's had people watch her video and say, that didn't happen to you. If that happened to you, you couldn't be that strong. You couldn't be that polished. She made that video in 2017. I met her in 2000. She's been growing and developing herself for 17 years. She wasn't polished like that when I met her. You know, it's just funny though, what people will do to other people, but she don't worry about it. She moves on. So back to her meme, her quote she shared on LinkedIn. I'm going to share something else she wrote there to go with it. You know, she says, as you grow, you become stronger. And she's got the picture of the big oak tree, but she says, think of your character as a tree. When your tree is only a little seedling, it's easily pushed over by others. Its limbs are easily broken. It can be uprooted without much effort. And a minor storm can do major damage. But over time, if your tree is nurtured, it grows taller and stronger. It puts down strong roots, and those roots bring nutrients to the tree. As your tree grows, the trunk becomes strong and can withstand many storms. As long as your tree is growing, it is getting stronger. The moment it stops growing, however, it begins to wither and weaken. So that's a pretty powerful message that Rhea shared there. And I hope you'll go check out her video. Her video on her story is powerful. And it's only 7 minutes long. And it could give you a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration. Might be something you need. So I'm going to wrap up today's session here. I'm going to come back and do some more of these where I share some of the things we've already been sharing on social media. So you can get a feel for that, but also I can expand upon it and say whatever I want to say about it, but still be giving you some valuable personal growth and development and leadership lessons. what I call leadership nuggets, just little bite-sized bits and pieces. I don't know who you are necessarily. I don't know what you need to hear. What I say is never for everybody, but it's always for somebody. And that somebody's going to get something out of it. So hope you have a great day. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.